Good afternoon, KDIX listeners. This is Julie Ellingson of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association for Stock Talk. Congratulations go out to the Brian and Vicki Maddock family, NDSA members from Maddock, North Dakota, who have been named the 2025 North Dakota Leopold Conservation Award winners this week. The award honors farmers, ranchers, and forest land owners who go above and beyond in their management of soil health, water quality, and wildlife habitat on working lands. In North Dakota, the award is presented by the North Dakota Stockmen's Association, North Dakota Grazing Lands Coalition, and North Dakota Association of Soil Conservation Districts with the Sand County Foundation and American Farmland Trust. Brian and Vicki first farmed and ranched with his parents on the original Maddock homestead. In the early 80s, they moved their family to their current farmstead and began farming and raising cattle on their own. A significant portion of their ranching operation was adjacent to Devil's Lake and was covered by water when the lake rose in the early 1990s. Forced to abandon a significant portion of the land, they pivoted to holistic grazing practices on the remaining grassland. With the assistance of the Natural Resource Conservation Service, they installed cross fencing and water development to begin rotationally grazing cattle in more than 20 paddocks. Over time, Brian refined his approach by adopting intensively grazed, managed systems that prioritize soil health, forage diversity, and long-term ecological stability. The family has seeded all the erodible cropland back to grass. The Maddocks have also embraced bale grazing as an important tool to rebuild soils, planted 10,000 trees, installed more than 100,000 feet of fencing, 14 miles of pipeline, and 40 water tanks. They've added cover crops to their rotation and adopted other conservation practices to protect fragile areas and improve their productivity. Congratulations again to the Maddocks. In other news, Congress, as you know, was unable to reach an agreement on a funding package, which resulted in a government shutdown as of midnight, September 30th. For livestock producers, many key services either currently are funded by user fees or deemed essential, allowing them to function uninterrupted during the shutdown. Specifically, USDA graders and inspectors for the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service and the Food Safety and Inspection Service will remain in place. Current efforts to combat the New World screwworm in Mexico, highly pathogenic avian influenza, African swine fever, and bovine tuberculosis will continue uninterrupted. Livestock mandatory reporting and the National Dairy Product Sales Report will continue as well. Farm Service Agency and Natural Resources Conservation Service offices will be impacted by the shutdown. Be sure to call your local offices before visiting in person. Disaster assistance programs also could be interrupted. The recently announced Emergency Livestock Relief Program for flood or wildfire in 2023 and 2024 likely will be paused. However, online applications still are available and material still should be gathered in preparation to meet the October 31st deadline. Check out the NDSA's website for any new developments that could be posted from time to time. Finally, just as a reminder, 2025 is the brand renewal year and all livestock brands come due in North Dakota December 31st, 2025. So don't delay in getting yours filled out and returned. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association works to unite, protect, promote, educate, and serve the state's beef cattle industry. To join the team or get more information about that brand, visit ndstockmen.org or call us at 223-2522. That's all for Stock Talk today. Enjoy the rest of your week.